Welcome back to Daf in Depth, Shabbos Daf Mem Dalet. The Gemara Nomer Aleph has a discussion about candles on Shabbos. Which ones are mukta? And the Gemara has four shittas, four tanayim, give their opinion about candles on Shabbos regarding their status of mukta. First you have Rabbi Huda Shita that says that in Ner Chadash you're allowed to move, but no candles that were once used, if they were ever used, are allowed to use them, because he has a concept of Muktzah Machmas Mios. The Meir says, all Neiros are mutter to use, except for a Neir that was lit this Shabbos. Once it was lit, it's usher to use. Reb Shimon says, except for a Neir that is currently lit. But once it goes out, then it's mutter to use. And Reb Elazar Reb Shimon says that even a Neir that's lit now, you're allowed to use the Shemen, as long as you're careful, or it's in a situation where you're not going to cause it to go out. Those are the four shittas. We paskin, like Reb Meir, that all candles are mutter, except for one that was lit this Shabbos, with the idea that migud is katzoi, ben hashmashes is katzoi l'kuli yayma. Since it was mukta when ben hashmashes came, was lit, and you weren't allowed to use it, it was asr to be mishtamish, it stays asr the whole Shabbos. Now, what is this Isser, Bein Hashmashes? Why, when a candle is lit, when Shabbos comes in, is a Muktzah that we say that even after it goes out, it's Muktzah the rest of Shabbos? So if you look in Rashi, Tibur Hamaschil Chutz, Rashi says that when the candle is still lit, Aser Shema Yechabe Haner. It's Aser, because maybe you're going to put out the fire. When you've been metatal with it, you're going to be Gurim a Kibuy, and that's Isser Dairaisa. However, the Achreinim, if you look in the Marsha and others, they say that it can't be that the Isser to be metaltal with the Ner when Shabbos comes in is because of a Chashash Shama Yechabe. Because even Reb Shimon over here says that the Ner, while it's burning, is Aser because Shama Yechabe. And Rashi is actually going on Reb Shimon. But Reb Shimon himself holds the Maskana, the Gemara comes to that in the Maskana, and we know that Davar Shem Eschaven is Mutter. So if Davar Shem Eschaven is mutter, it can't be that I can't pick up a candle because it might cause a kibuy. That kibuy is a Davar Shem Eschaven, which is Shimon holds as mutter. So the Achrayinim go through different reasons why it's usher to be metaltal a candle that's lit. If you look in the Chazanish, in Simon Mem Aleph, Sivkatan Tazayin, also in Simon Mem Gimel, Sivkatan Yudzayin, he says that the reason why a shalheves, a flame, is mukta, it's not because we're concerned that you're going to come put it out purposely. Rather, the reason why it's mukta is because a person himself is careful not to be metaltal a lit fire, because it might go out and he won't be able to relight it. And then he's going to have to sit in the dark the whole Shabbos. So a person himself is sort of mesiach das for being metaltal with a candle. And therefore, it has a din of mukta. However, Shlomo Zalman and his Mincha Shlomo in Tshuvas Chelek Aleph Siman Yudalet asks that if the reason why a shalheves is mutter is because the das b'nei adam is not to be metaltal with this fire, because it may go out and then he'll have to sit in the dark the whole Shabbos, so he should be able to make it tonight, that he plans on moving this fire because he's not scared that it's going to go out, or he doesn't care if he'll have to sit in the dark the whole Shabbos. But the truth is that there's actually a machlokes mechaber and ramah whether tonight helps on a ner that was lit b'nei hashmashes and now it went out. So the Chazanish says another time that perhaps the reason why it's usher is because a shalheves is not supposed to be moved around. It's supposed to have its set place. And therefore, since it has its set place, it's considered a muktzah. And that concept we find, the Mishnah Berurah talks about a wall clock that may be muktzah because it has its set place. Chazanish himself says that even though there's no makar mefurish in the Gemara for such a type of muktzah, but there's a smach on Daf Mem Hei Amud Beis, that someone who is keveya, a specific mukim for something, and doesn't move it from that place, that itself gives it a shame mukta. But Reb Shlomo Zalman and Mincha Shlomo is not happy with this either, because we do find people move candles that are lit from place to place. So it's hard to say that the reason why it's mukta is because people are careful to keep a candle in one place. Chazanish suggests another reason, the reason why it's usher, or the reason why shalheves is mukta, is because of noilad. Since the eish keeps on renewing itself, it's always a new light. That's Neulad, it's Usr and Tiltil. Shlomo Zalman has questions on that as well. Finally, we'll mention where Moshe in Igros Moshe, Chelet Gimel, Sibinun says, and Shlomo Zalman also mentions this, that the reason why Shalheves is Usr, And the reason why it's muktzah is like sticks and stones. Tzeris v'avonim. It's muktzah machmas gufay. Since it doesn't have a teras kli, there's no teras kli to shalheves. Therefore, it has a shame muktzah of muktzah machmas gufay, which is one of the categories of muktzah that we know of. And Rosh Lema Zalman says that even though a person does use a candle and it does move from place to place, but since the actual flame keeps on changing and it keeps on being mechadish and it's not the same flame that it always was from when you lit it, it can't get a teiras kli. And he says that even though tzeris and avanim, if they help, yichud helps, muchan helps, if I prepare it before Shabbos, I'm allowed to use the stones. If someone sets aside a stone erev Shabbos that he wants to use this stone to sit on, it's not muktzah. It's not going to help by a fire. Because if I'm a yachid, fire that's around, that exists, ben hashmashes, it's not the same fire that exists in 3 hours from now. So he says, muchan, being miyachid something on erev Shabbos, is not going to help for a fire. Have a wonderful day.